Campus.
Ja, seit dem 13. September findet hier in Köln zum 16. Mal schon das African Film Festival Köln statt. Und dieses widmet sich immer wieder anderen thematischen Schwerpunkten. Dieses Jahr geht es vor allem um innerafrikanische Migration. Wir haben jetzt Andy Spitz zu uns bei Gast. Sie ist die Regisseurin des Films Futsack, was übrigens so viel übersetzt heißt wie verpiss dich, was man aber eher zum Hund sagen würde als zu einem Menschen. Also da kann man vielleicht so ein bisschen ahnen, in welche Richtung es geht. Und ja, in der Film thematisiert vor allem die Xenophobie in Südafrika.
Yeah, and now we're talking with Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hi, how are you?
Andy, in Europe we have a lot of discussions about immigrants from Africa, but during all the discussions we miss the fact that most immigrants don't immigrate to Europe rather than to Africa itself. Many people are looking for safety, but and they are victims of discrimination and violence. Why is the fear against immigrants of Africa so big?
So in South Africa, I think that given our economic climate, there are a lot of people who are unemployed, like over 30% of the country is unemployed. And people see outsiders as a threat, as an economic threat. I think it's not uncommon to the language that we're hearing around Europe at the moment. So there's increasing nationalism about looking after your own and the sense of an economic threat. Some of it is myth. And some of it is real, you know, given that the economic climate is so difficult, are people a threat? Although it has been shown that most migrants who come into the country create their own informal economic activities. So they're not really so-called stealing people's jobs, which is what many South Africans feel.
Yeah, so we understand. In your film, you accompanied three immigrants. What describes her everyday life?
So I started making the film in 2008, which was the first big outbreak of xenophobia in South Africa. And so the immigrant that I followed then in 2008 was living in a safety camp after the xenophobic attacks and was trying to reconstitute his life. So we went back with him to an informal shack settlement, which was the scene of a lot of the violence at the time. And we followed him trying to find any bits and pieces of his life. So he was looking for university documents, notes, because he had been studying and all of that had been burnt. And then their day-to-day existence in the safety camp. Then in 2015, there was a second outbreak and I went down to Durban, which is about 500 kilometers from where I live, where this outbreak had taken place, and met a Burundian and a Congolese refugee and followed them over the next year and a half, as they tried to get out of the camp and settle, although in both instances they wanted to leave the country because they no longer felt safe. The fourth character is a South African character, and he's a perpetrator. And I think that's what makes the film kind of unusual, because you often get a sense of so-called victim stories, but here's a perpetrator who's not shy to speak about what he did. We filmed him in 2008 and again in 2010 and then now. And there's been a shift in his attitude around immigrants. But I think it's very superficial. Mm-hmm, but there's a moment of change for him.
Yeah, yeah. You described his shift in his attitude. And for your film, you worked, as you told before, in Africa for 10 years. And how developed the discrimination and the violence in Africa during the last 10 years?
I think it's more common than it was. Developed in the sense of the types of violence being different. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, we want to know, is there a positive or more a negative development? How is the attitude in the society? So
I unfortunately think that the attitude is negative, that there's an increasing negativity. And what this film also looks at is government's complicity in those changes. So what we're seeing less so in Germany, in your ruling party, but around the world, is an increasingly kind of hardline populist attitude to using foreigners as scapegoats. And we're seeing a lot of that in South Africa. The film looks at the different language that government representatives use And it's very contradictory. So I think the message being given to the broader society is confused and conflicting and has an underlying kind of xenophobia, even institutionalized.
Yeah. And the last question. So I think you have a lot of impressions for your work with the camera in Africa. But which pictures are most in your mind after your work in Africa?
Sure, it's an interesting question. I think what stands out for me is people's resilience. Both South Africans and refugees and migrants under very trying circumstances. And even though I present this negative perspective, everyone is trying to survive and to make a dignified and meaningful life for themselves. And I think that's what stands out for me.
Ja, wir haben mit Andy Spitz über ihren Film gesprochen, der gerade auf dem African Film Festival läuft und die Xenophobie in Südafrika thematisiert, anhand von drei verschiedenen Charakteren. Ja, wenn euch das interessiert, das African Film Festival läuft noch bis Sonntag einschließlich und neben dem Film gibt es natürlich auch noch ganz viele andere Filme mit anderen Schwerpunkten. Also es lohnt sich auf jeden Fall mal vorbeizuschauen. Da erwartet euch noch ganz, ganz buntes Programm, wie gesagt, bis Sonntag. Also schaut einfach mal auf unserer Homepage vorbei. Da steht das auch noch mal aufgelistet. And thank you very much for the interview.
Thanks very much.
www.kölncampus.com